hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Well, double talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight. There's a place to find all the answers. AM, FM, shortwave, talk radio. The truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Good afternoon and good new year. Well, it's only going to be a good new year if we make it that way. 2nd of January, 2009. And I can just see myself writing dates on things. The other day I wrote 2007. I refuse to believe that life is passing us by at this breakneck speed. Well, it is a new year. I did not do a show Wednesday night. I was going to. One of the reasons that I didn't want to I didn't want the Happy New Year stuff. Because at this point in time, I think any sane thinking person, if they want to have a Happy New Year, it's a bottle of Jack Daniels and a frontal lobotomy. So you don't know that you're a stranger in a land that you used to call your home. I don't know what it is anymore. I've got Bob Schultz coming up from We the People Foundation live in studio next hour. First hour, I want to introduce this gentleman. I've not had a chance to do this. Dave Champion. It is now on the network Monday through Friday, right before this program on the network. That's 3 to 4 p.m. Central Time. And Dave is a very interesting fellow. He knows a lot of people. He knows a lot about what he talks about as well. And we're going to spend a little time with Dave to introduce him to this audience. And I heard Dave's show the other day. let me see. If this being Friday, that must have been Wednesday's program. He's been getting emails, he was forced to go into the Jew issue. Well, you know my stance on this. I am not anti-Catholic. If I go after predatory priests that are preying on their young children that are in under the aegis of their diocese. And I always make the distinction between Zionists and Jews. I will not insult a good Torah-believing Jew. But what we deal with when we're dealing with the Zionists, folks, they really don't have a God, okay? What they have is a mad rush for power and money and control. So I always separate those issues. So, you know, do our host a favor on this network, ladies and gentlemen. And we've got some real troublemakers out there. That you say the word Jew and it's all the Jews' fault. Well, learn the distinction between Jews, because I know we've had Jews and Muslims and Catholics and Protestants and even a couple of atheists that worked at this network. And there wasn't any sabotage. There wasn't any conspiracy theory going on here at this network. Maybe we'll get into the subject with Mr. Champion. Maybe we won't. But at any rate, just putting that out there. Remember, second hour, Bob Schultz kicking off a whirlwind tour in this country. The Continental Congress. We'll give you more information on that. Take the short break. Right back with Dave Champion.
Hi, I'm Roger Mason, the inventor of Beta Prostate. Men, are you getting up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom? Is your love life not what it used to be? Many men don't realize these issues are often related to their prostate health. Prostate problems start about age 40, and by 50, over half of men already have a prostate problem. This only gets worse. What can you do? See a doctor for checkups and take Beta Prostate. It is the well-researched natural formula that supports a healthy prostate, and it's made with pure beta-cytosterol, 11 essential minerals plus vitamin D. This is the best-selling prostate formula in the world. It's safe, it's healthy, and what every man over 40 should take for good prostate nutrition.
To try Beta Prostate risk-free, dial 1-800-362-5848. Call today for Beta Prostate and get Roger Mason's best-selling book free with your order. Dial 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
Hi, this is Tommy John. I may not be pitching for the major leagues anymore, but that doesn't mean I don't like to stay active. But like you, I get those pesky joint pains that come with age. So I take GoFlex. GoFlex is the 1-2 punch to knock out pain. It has an FDA-approved cream to quickly relieve joint pain and a doctor-approved vitamin that will guard your mobility and flexibility. So if you're suffering from pains associated with arthritis or the aches that come with age, GoFlex will help you. I know firsthand what pain is like. Years ago, they did a surgery on my arm so famous that they named it after me, the Tommy John surgery. Today, I don't let joint pain slow me down, and neither should you. If you're suffering from minor aches and pains, even the kind associated with arthritis, try GoFlex, risk-free. Thanks to GoFlex, even at my age, I can still throw batting practice.
To order GoFlex risk-free, dial 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848. 800-362-5848.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
At the Dave Champion Show, we believe in America. I also believe that if Americans permit the government to continue to lie and obscure the truth, or the people lie to themselves, we'll look back and remember the days when we were free. Well, the truth is not always pleasant, folks, and it's always invigorating because it is the truth. And knowing the truth permits to see and understand what the liars of this world are doing. The vast majority of Americans are honest men and women of character who only need to be given a fair shot at setting the country back on its proper course. It's been a long time since you've been given that fair shot. Dave Champion, good afternoon, sir.
Thank you, John. Pleasure to be on the show. By the way, thank you for the honor of guest hosting your show a couple months ago. I appreciate that.
Well, and I appreciate you doing it. I've been battling, some Texas crud here that's been going on for about 5 weeks.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't know. It's in the air. It's my doctor doesn't even know what this is, and I ran a little theory by him the other day. I said, with as much hormone and antibiotic injected beef, chicken, pork, you name it. I said, what I think is happening is I think these diseases are morphing, the viruses and the flus. And I said, it used to be. And Dave, you were around in the day where you got the flu 24, 48 hours later after you had the high-pressure pukes and all that other stuff. It would go away, and you'd take a day maybe to recover and gain your strength, and you were back in the pink in 2 or 3 days.
You bet.
Now, this stuff seems to be lingering on and on and on. But
Weak.
Yeah, Yeah, and it's getting to the point of ridiculousness. People have to watch what they eat. They have to watch what they listen to. They have to watch what they watch. There is a fair amount of paranoia in this country, but for sound reason.
What's the old expression? You're not paranoid if they're really watching you?
By the way, I started to say at the top of the program, I heard your show Wednesday.
Yes.
And be prepared. I will just tell you this. Be prepared. Number one, let me say this. Out of all the radio networks that are out there, and mainstream, alternative, I don't care what you want to call these things, this is the best educated audience in radio. God love them. They're familiar with what America is supposed to be, the form of government we're supposed to have. To the man and woman, they know that this is not a democracy and it is a constitutionally limited republic. They're well versed in the meaning of law, not this lawlessness that we see going on right now. So my hats and kudos for all the people, 37 different talk show hosts on this network, that are educating the public at large on a daily basis. And my hat's off to them, and you included, sir. But every once in a while, we've got troublemakers like you experienced the other day. And you mentioned it for a few minutes on your show. I was listening to your Wednesday broadcast. Everybody wants to assign blame. There are people that believe, Dave, that it's the Vatican that's behind everything. Some believe that is there are little green men from Mars that have infiltrated us, and we're supposed to watch the skies for UFOs. I go by what is provable, what is on the plate, the information that I can gather to put forth a scenario that is plausible. And I'm not interested in wild-eyed stuff because, quite frankly, I don't know about you, but I don't think we need to go there.
No, and you know, my view of that gentleman that called in, two things. First of all, there's a certain segment, fortunately very small, of any population that hates somebody. Some people hate black. Some people have a great dislike for Hispanics. Some people don't like Jews. And normally, most of those views, in my opinion, are irrationally held. And Manny was the board op during that show. And when I asked what this gentleman had called about, and he told me, I actually laughed. The audience couldn't hear it, but I was on the break with Manny. I actually chuckled. And I said, great, let's put him on. Because I find that most of these people who hate out of irrational views, and usually try and mask it, so they characterize it as they're not really hating, but in fact they are. The best way I see to let the world see who they are is to put them on the air. And that's exactly what we did.
Well, and it's interesting because we have a situation, Dave, I don't think that this is even arguable. We have a power brokerage system that has basically taken over and is now running our government here. The global elites are just having a fine time at this. We're getting ready to have the Obamanation coronation here in just a couple of weeks. I am by no means looking forward to this. But on the bright side of this, there is an upside to this. I think that the political morass that we find ourselves in, the more this continues on the downslide, I think this is going to wake and shock more people into reality. So far, I've been amused. I've been delighted. I appreciated what Ron Paul did with educating the public on banking and taxes and his position on that. And there is hope for America, Dave, when somebody like Ron Paul can come around and start educating. I mean, here's a 72-year-old man. He wasn't the best speaker in the world. He's not the best looker. He is a committed man. And once people started to hear him, in the little snippets, by the way, in the little time that was allowed through the mainstream media, for him to get his message across, it resonated throughout this land. And that gave me a lot of hope. Now, on the downside of that, Mr. Champion, I saw a lot of people pick up their bat and their ball and whimper and go home. They were looking for a political solution. But I'm not quite sure that this has to happen at the Fed end. I think the real power and the real key to recapturing this republic lies with us within our various states. What's your view on that?
Oh, I agree wholeheartedly. I've long held the view that, you know, asking the, being a sheep, just for the sake of illustration, being a sheep and asking the wolf not to do anything bad to us is somewhat silly. To continue that analogy, if the sheep decides to go out and get an M16, points it at the wolf and says, now don't do anything bad to me, they're probably going to get more of the response they're looking for. Am I advocating that we, you know, take up arms? Not today. But my point is that I agree with you. It's a grassroots position. If we could get to the point where there was enough change, you know, within our states, as you point out, that we could influence state government, we could get them to once again be our servant, and the states could just look at the federal government and say, no, we're not going to do it anymore, and you're not doing it here.
Well, and you are privy, you've got friends in the military and law enforcement.
Yeah.
And you've been in contact with them. You know their views, and they've expressed them to you. And they don't like what's going on. I heard a report today from a lot of the special forces. A lot of the special forces are watching very keenly what's going on inside the United States, and namely the militarization of our police. And this was done through federal grants several years ago. They thought it was a neat, nifty idea to combat crime and El Cieda or drug runners or whatever it was.
A war on drugs.
Yeah, the war on drugs. And hasn't it been a resounding success? They thought it was a neat idea that they get personal armored personnel carriers or they get helicopters and all just in a sundry of military stuff. Well, the grab bag for the federal government was wide open for the states, and a lot of them took advantage of it. A lot of them are on the hook for federal funding. And this consolidation of military and law enforcement, posse comitatus, I think they threw that out the window.
Part of it, yeah.
Yeah, and what's coming up here, just to lend support to Barack Obama and his inauguration coming up here, January 20th, I believe, we're going to have the military in Washington, D.C. just lending a hand to the police up there.
You know, I'm not so concerned about what they do in D.C. because, as you well know, John, D.C. is really not a part of our America. It's federal territory. It's not a State of the Union. However, I think what is more concerning to me when I look at Obama and I look at where you're headed with this, Barack Obama has said publicly that he doesn't believe that law enforcement as it is constituted today is sufficient. And he has publicly stated that we need some sort of a national civil law enforcement agency. What he's really talking about is creating a national police force, which you can imagine, I think Department of Homeland Security was a big step in that direction, because now there is this umbrella organization under which this could so readily be done. And I believe that what we would see, the composition we would see, would be uniformed law enforcement personnel. And, of course, behind that would be very much, and I hate to sound dramatic, but I believe this would be the case, very much a KGB-style plain clothes lurking, never know where they are. They would be trying to get confidential informants signed up. We might end up, as things were in the Soviet Union at one point, where they estimated that in the height of the KGB's power, one out of every three citizen was a confidential informant to the KGB. I think that's where Barack Obama would like to take us. Now, whether he understands the true evil that that system would incur, I don't know. But I think, and by the way, he's talking about funding that organization to the same extent or more than the funding of our military.
I don't think Barack Obama fully realizes what country he's living in. There is very strong indications, Dave, that this guy is not even eligible for the presidency. But I know of his background, and he has got a socialist slash communist bent to him that I think politically people are going to rail against. It's going to be like a Bill Clinton on steroids. And that's not to say that George Bush, that followed Bill Clinton, was any stellar individual or conservative by any means. We'll be right back. Dave Champion.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect, that yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Hey, honey, I'm home.
I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. Dave Champion, my guest, kind of like an introduction to this network. Dave, you had a program on the weekends for a couple hours,
Yes. And
we put you on the weekday schedule.
Yes, very. Thank you very much, by the way.
Well, hey, thank you, because I'll tell you what, there's not enough people that are knowledgeable in their areas that are willing to speak and have the ability to do it. Doing radio is, I kind of enjoy it, actually. It's television without pictures. People don't have the distraction of the screen wipes and the scrolls and the flashy, splashy, computer-configured stuff. You have to use your mind and your ears. And I've always appreciated radio. Of course, Dave, I'm the kind of guy that's still fascinated by the telephone.
Now, you know what? As the old adage goes, I'm glad I'm not on television because I have a face for radio.
Now, you've been doing radio for about 5 years.
Yes, sir.
And you have seen a lot of changes in this country in the last 5 years. And it's getting to the point where I think we tried this politically in this country, at least at the federal end. There is a lot of political organizations out there that I don't know exactly what has happened to them, but we can see the lawlessness. Now, I'm not talking legal here. I'm talking about lawful according to the Constitution, both federal and state. There's enough on our plate there that the average and I'm talking about the average intelligent, average informed America, wherever they get their information, should be up in arms right now. And they are not. What do you perceive in the next year happening in this country? Because there's a lot of opinions, Dave, as to what's going to rattle their cages and get them vocal and get them standing up. But what do you see happening in the next year as trip points to wake these people up?
Good question. First of all, as far as you made the distinction between legal and lawful, I just would like to paraphrase Thomas Jefferson, who said, "The law can be used as well by tyrants as by those for the purposes of justice." So the fact that something is being done legally does not move me or compel me in the least. If it's not moral, it's not right, it's not in the interest of liberty, it's wrong. If it has correct legal form, I don't care. Now, having said that, on to your question. I think there are, I don't have a crystal ball. Let me begin by saying that. But I think there are some things that we want to watch for. Americans have been complacent, in my opinion, because, as I often say, they can pretty much drive what they want. They have a house that keeps their, you know, the rain off them. They've got, you know, some cool, trendy clothes. They can eat fairly well. They can sit on the couch, drink beer, eat potato chips, and watch reruns of Friends. Okay? That's sort of my formula for the complacent American. I think what will cause more and more people to wake up is as those elements are either taken away or significantly reduced. How deep will this economic situation, notice I'm not saying crisis, because I don't believe it is a crisis. I think it is more Americans being whipped into a frenzy, but I do not believe it is a crisis. Where will this economic situation end? By the way, I believe it is contrived. I want to come out and say that right now. I believe that the people, the movers and the shakers, did know where the market was headed, and they were pushing it hard, driving it in that direction, looking for this outcome. I'm not going to get into why I believe that, but I do believe that. How deep is this situation going to go? I don't know. If it is very deep, a lot of those comfort zones are going to be taken away from people. Also, another thing, if the government decides it wants to get heavy-handed, which, as I said in my show just last hour, I see a number of issues starting to coalesce that leads me to believe that the government is planning to become, at some level or another, more heavy-handed with the American people. So we might have one, we might have both. I think when people start to feel that they are victims of either misgovernment, mismanaged government, or malicious government, they start to then say, what the hell is going on? And they start to listen to people like John Stadtmiller, Dave Champion, the other 30-some-odd hosts on Republic Network. So I think it's these tripwires that you refer to. They're going to be difficult economic times and imprudent moves by government.
There is, economically in this country, and Dave, I've delved into this subject real deep, banking. If you look at 1929, 2008, we have the same skullduggery, the same international thieves, I call them the international gangster banksters, that have basically seized control and power of this government. When I saw the bailouts coming, and again, folks, let me remind you that the Federal Reserve, it ain't federal, ain't got no reserves, and it is a private corporation that's never paid one thin dime in taxes, I might add, earning trillions of dollars of interest off of people and never paid any taxes. Got to take this break here. I'll finish this thought out, continue with Mr. Champion here, and we'll take your calls as well. 800-313-9443. Bob Schultz up next hour. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Hi, I'm Roger Mason, the inventor of Beta Prostate. Men, are you getting up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom? Is your love life not what it used to be? Many men don't realize these issues are often related to their prostate health. Prostate problems start about age 40, and by 50, over half of men already have a prostate problem. This only gets worse. What can you do? See a doctor for checkups and take Beta Prostate. It is the well-researched natural formula that supports a healthy prostate, and it's made with pure beta-cytosterol, 11 essential minerals plus vitamin D. This is the best-selling prostate formula in the world. It's safe, it's healthy, and what every man over 40 should take for good prostate nutrition.
To try Beta Prostate risk-free, dial 1-800-362-5848. Call today for Beta Prostate and get Roger Mason's best-selling book free with your order. Dial 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
Toxic heavy metals. They're in the air we breathe, water we drink, our food, products we use, objects we touch, and they negatively impact our health by building up within the body over time. But now, toxic metals can be mobilized in a safe, effective manner with Kelarex from scienceformulas.com. Kelarex is an oral chelator developed from Dr. Alan Greenberg's clinical experience with heavy metal poisoning during his 25 years of medical practice. Kelarex contains absolutely zero synthetic chelation agents, which frequently cause adverse side effects. Kelarex contains all natural ingredients that enhance the body's natural mechanisms for excreting heavy metals and protects against reabsorption. Kelarex effectively mobilizes mercury, aluminum, lead, and 15 other heavy metals. Try Kelarex now from scienceformulas.com with this RBN special offer. Purchase two bottles, get one free with free shipping. Limited time offer. Go to scienceformulas.com. That's scienceformulas.com. Kelarex. Chelation of toxic heavy metals the way nature intended.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
One of the stories that I was looking at earlier today, The Economist, says that the U.S. is in depression, not recession. Renowned financial publication, The Economist, reports that based on the characteristics of the current financial crisis, the U.S. is in a depression, not a recession. The admission marks for the first time that a major international financial news outlet has acknowledged that the scale in the economic mess is unlike anything seen in recent decades. A depression is characterized by falling asset prices, a credit crunch, and deflation, all factors that we see unfolding in the current crisis. And they say that a depression is a result of a bursting asset and credit bubble. And we've got that big time. A contraction in credit, or a contraction rather, and a decline in general price levels. According to the article, in the Great Depression, average prices in America fell by one quarter and nominal GDP ended up shrinking by almost half. And most of the GDP in this country was gauged by how much money you people out there borrowed, not what we physically produced. And Dave, I'm looking at 2008, 2009. I look back to 1929. We were in pretty good position in 29.
We thought we were.
Well, but the only thing that really happened in 1929, we weren't carrying any massive debt. Now, when you total up all the debt out there, The national debt is, some people would argue, it's $11 trillion, it's $12 trillion. Barack Obama's budget for next year is $1 trillion. I don't know where they're going to sell the bonds or the treasury notes to make up the difference, to make the government function. I'm sure they'll just fire up the printing presses, make more money, which devalues the dollar even more. I don't know how much lower than 2 cents on the dollar it can go, but evidently we're going to find out. And it's fascinating to me that when I look at this situation, now, 1929, as I said, wasn't a bad era. The only thing that happened, there was a contraction in credit. They simply took the money out of circulation, much what is happening here today, but with a difference. We've shipped all the manufacturing overseas. We have a problem here in this country where we're choked on debt. We are the lowest ratioed savings people on this planet. And they're going to try to tell us that we can retire this debt with a debt instrument, namely the Federal Reserve note. And we all know that that cannot happen. Now, I don't know where you stand on this, Mr. Champion, but bankruptcy is bankruptcy to me. If General Motors has $60 billion that they got to figure out a way to catch up on their books over, that's a paltry sum compared to almost, and taking everything into consideration, the obligations of the federal government in payments, Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security, functioning in the government, the whole nine yards. We're looking at somewhere in the area of maybe $130 trillion that we're in the hole. Gee, would you consider that bankrupt?
I have long considered the United States bankrupt under the laws of reality. I draw a distinction between the laws of the financial community, the way they've been practiced in the last 50 to 80 years, versus the laws of reality. Under the laws of reality, the United States has long since been bankrupt. Under these laws of financial operation, where every trick and gimmick can be employed, there really is no such thing as bankruptcy because of the tricks and gimmicks. Every time a nation is at risk of bankruptcy, more tricks and gimmicks are employed, and then voila, there is no bankruptcy. You talked about the massive debt. It's funny because people talk about the national debt, and some people say it's good, and some people say it's bad, and it's normally looked at in the vein of trade relationships and the valuation of the dollar. But there is another factor involved in the national debt, and that is who holds the debt. And the reality is nations, other countries, their governments all across the globe hold a certain percentage of our national debt. And in a sense, we have conscripted them into our survival because their economies are, to a greater or lesser extent, leveraged upon the success of the United States economy, which sets up a really interesting dynamic. It would be like you or I connecting our ability to continue survival by plugging into a cancer victim. If the cancer victim expires, then under that set of rules, we expire. How do you do that? How do you survive? Well, there's a game being played at an international level that's well beyond, I think, the scope of the average person to understand. I will say this, that I believe that the end game, and you're well aware of this, John, the end game in the fact that so many countries are involved in our economic situation is, of course, globalization. That's the real end game of all of this, eventually, somewhere down the road.
The globalization process we've witnessed, and we'll go to your calls here in a second, nobody drop off. The globalization process that we have seen just under the tenure of George Bush, and this started during the Clinton administration. Remember, Billy Boy was in there for 8 years prior to George Bush Jr. We lost upwards of 6 million jobs in the last 8 years under George Bush. Millions before that through this globalization process, shipping the manufacturing overseas, we became a nation of consumers in a sector, public, I guess you could call it a service sector society anymore. We don't produce anything. We just consume. And people's ability to consume in this country, Dave, is maxed out, just as their credit cards are. It got to a point where their homes were being reevaluated and the home prices were going up and they were using their homes like an ATM machine or a one-armed bandit, I like to call it. And we are just maxed out. We don't have, and the only sane way that any country has ever stayed solvent is in their ability to produce and provide the economy itself to provide jobs. And we have lost that ability to do that. We're now .com. I've got Dell sitting in my backyard here. We have become a corporate logo mall outlet across this nation. And it had better turn around. And there are some people, Dave, that are looking at this as being a positive thing to let this economy crash. We've got to break this corporate chokehold that we see between our government and the corporations and Wall Street. And Jefferson said it, and paraphrasing Jefferson, he said, look, he said, you let the banks take over and the corporations that rise up around those banks, one day you're going to own something, the next day your children are going to be broke because, well, they'll own everything. And that's just about where we're at right now. They just haven't collected the supposed debt yet. They haven't foreclosed on it yet, but it is now happening. Let's go to the phones here. Thank you for holding callers. John in Michigan. Hello, John.
Good, John?
Yes.
Good and happy New Year, my friend.
I hope it is a better one. It is going to be a year. My New Year's resolution, I want the elitist and globalist the hell out of our affairs. I want my constitutional republic back, and I want the criminals in jail.
I'll diddle you on that one if I can.
Okay.
This whole fraud took place with a handful of senators who compromised our Constitution and our Bill of Rights and turned everything over to the bankers under contract. And it was fraud, and the money that these bankers loan out is printed by our mint, and it's made, it reaches its value when it reaches their banks, which is another thing that is totally abstract and fraudulent. And this fraud is should not make us liable for anything, in my opinion. And another point that you talked about earlier as to the direction this country is going and how it seems to be turning into police state, well, a few years back, and I think they may still be on our payroll, we have the ex-chief or the head of the KGB and the ex-chief of the Stasi that were brought over to our country by Homeland Security to set up policy and programs to police the citizens of this United States.
Refreshing, so, isn't it? The government is only here to help us.
So it's no doubt that we will have the worst of two worlds coming to this country, and by design, and with so much backing by these bankers to make sure that it is in place. So,
well, John, I've said this before, and Dave, we have a strange mix of politics in this country now. It's a funny little mix of fascism and communism and socialism. I am utterly amazed. I was just thinking this morning. I was doing some chores, and I was thinking to myself, you know, what happens to an individual, John, if you walked into a bank with a gun and you told the teller, give me all your money?
No, it would be all over.
Yeah, it would be all over. But yet the bankers have been robbing the people, and nobody's going to jail. And as Ron Paul once put it, he said, you know, this is a massive taxation scheme. The usury system, the interest system that we have set up through this private corporation, the transference of wealth, is astronomical. It is the biggest in history. And our economy and our entire country is being hijacked with, by the way, the adherence of the United States government?
Oh, well, they've been totally compromised and paid for. Ron Paul's probably the end, and Dave Kuchenik, is that his name, or probably some of the only two people you could really have faith in up there.
Kucinich, one thing about Kucinich, I don't like his, he's got kind of a socialist bent to him himself, but at least I admire the man because he sticks by his guns.
Right, that's my only reason why.
Yeah,
I'll let you go.
Thanks,
you
John.
You have a great New Year. Say hi to Sandra and Harry.
I will. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Yeah, Dave, I have held the Congresses since 1913. I've got a constitution sitting right here. I can read where the Congress is supposed to have the say on the money and printing and the value thereof. And I have held every Congress since 1913 as being, I guess, co-conspirators in this deal, that we have a private banking institution, a private corporation, running this country. And every Congress, now we have a way to buy out of the Federal Reserve System. Henry Gonzalez, when he was head of the Banking Commission, I used to listen to this guy, he knew what was going on. There was many people in this country going back to the 20s and the 30s that talked a lot about this funny money system that was instituted in this country and warned people, Dave, that this is going to be our destruction. This will be our end. But we yet to see anybody in Washington, D.C., aside from Ron Paul, get up and actually speak the truth to the American people. And everybody's suffering. Companies are suffering, businesses privately owned, the individual is suffering. We are on the brink of total financial collapse.
You know, we're never going to see any change out of D.C. The reason is D.C. has long been controlled by the powers that put this all into play and remains to this very moment under their absolute control. So we're never going to see any change out of Washington, D.C. A lot of Christians talk about the Reformation. And one of the big changes that the Reformation brought about was that the churches that came out of the Reformation were the first churches in history where, instead of the leadership being from the top down, the leadership was understood correctly to be from the bottom up. That's what we talked about, you and I, about 25 minutes ago. That the change has to take place with the American citizen, which leads me to the question of, are the American citizens ready to take up this gauntlet? I think the average American, after 40, 50 years of being mesmerized by television and destroyed by the dumbing down process, does not imagine that he or she is qualified to pass judgment on the policies of this government. I want to assure any single American listening to our voices right now that even if you think yourself unfit to pass judgment, you need to pass judgment. You need to have a conclusion, an opinion. You need to have facts. Those facts need to lead to a conclusion, and you need to be willing to take action when appropriate, in order to buttress what you believe is right. If you sit back on the couch and say, I just graduated from high school and, I just work in this factory, that's exactly the profile of Americans that built this country. If you think you're unqualified, you bought into the big lie.
That's right.
If you're an American citizen, you need to learn what's going on and you need to be ready to assert in a very, plain manner, your sovereignty in this nation. And I don't mean this some patriot gobbledygook about, we're all sovereign. Your sovereignty, because this nation, its concept with the leadership is from the bottom up. All of us tell them what to do. How long has it been since we have felt that that's the reality of America?
Not in my lifetime. I'm 55, and I don't think in my lifetime. We might have had the illusion, maybe under one political regime or another, that things weren't as bad. And people have a tendency, Dave, to gauge how good or bad things are by the amount of money that they have in their pocket, and that that somehow insulates them from, well, just the troubling woes of the average person out there. Well, congratulations, we're now at the point where these people that were well insulated enough that they could do for themselves and the hell with the other guy are now being affected. So welcome to the party. Ron in Pennsylvania. Hello, Ron.
How are you guys doing today?
Excellent, thank you. We're doing well.
Oh, good. I wish you recuperate over your affliction and don't pick up any more viri or whatever they are.
I got to find out what it is first before I can kill it.
I had something happen to me, not quite like you. I started eliminating certain foods out of my diet, and I hit onto what it was, no more allergies, cooking oil.
Really?
Yeah, all I use when I do the very rare times that I fry anything, I use peanut oil. End of problem.
Hmm.
I want to touch on two things very, excuse me, very quickly. People's words are very important, and the general public out there should not feel that they are insignificant, because they're not. If they have something to say, it is of value. Politicians do think that, and they do get back to you, but people have been lulled into thinking that, well, what they say doesn't matter. That's not the case. One thing I want to hit on financially very quickly, I've been getting some newsletters from a couple of financial advisors, which, of course, I don't invest in anything. But there's one guy by the name of Robert Hsu, who's a Chinaman, that goes over to the Orient quite often. And it's very odd. I had received, I think, six of the same emails reminding people that China is absolutely done with investing in the United States, and I think it's a warning. Tell you why. China's pulled, I think, a triple-digit amount of billions of dollars, completely shut it off from United States investments of any kind, and they're putting it into their infrastructure. Now, he let me know this six times, and I think it has some meaning to it.
That has been our majority backer for the operations of this government. They hold a lot of the treasury notes, and now that we've lowered those to zero, I don't actually see anybody on this planet buying our debt any longer. There's no return on it.
Yeah, that's what I think's going on. Now, yeah. China can probably write you, I don't know how many trillion-dollar check, and it'll clear without any trouble, but they've had it with the U.S. It's just not going anywhere. That should serve as some kind of a red light coming on that they know we're in for some dire times.
Well, I'll tell you what, Ron, email Barack Obama, because he's already budgeted a trillion-dollar deficit for next year's operations.
He's coming up very shortly in conversation here anyway, something I came across I think would be of value to everybody. But anyway, do you know the names of the eight banks that own the Federal Reserve? I'll read them to you. Rothschilds of London and Berlin, Lazard Brothers of Paris, Israel Moses Safe of Italy, Kuhn Loeb and Company of Germany and New York, Warburg and Company of Hamburg, Germany, Lehman Brothers of New York, boy, they're familiar, Goldman Sachs of New York, it's another one, and Rockefeller Brothers of New York. They are the actual owners of the Federal Reserve. They are the Federal Reserve. Nothing federal about it.
Private corporation.
That's right.
So people shouldn't be getting too bent out of shape. And they're not, Dave Champion, they're not drawing the distinction here. Everybody was up in arms that, well, wait a minute, we can't bail out General Motors or Ford or any other automaker or any other business in this country. Well, that's socialism. That's nationalization. Well, they've been doing the very same thing with the banks, the private corporation. And they're kicking and screaming about bailing out now the car companies to the tune of what, $14-15 billion?
Yes, and it goes back to what you talked about with bankruptcy. I mean, to me, it's reached the point where it's laughable. How does a bankrupt entity bail out anybody?
Helicopter Ben to the rescue. Thanks, Ron, for your call. Ed, New Jersey. And by the way, I just have a message here, or I had on my screen. Oh, yeah, Bob is on his way into studio. If you would, Mr. Champion, kind of fall into the next hour for a few more minutes, we'll continue to take some calls.
You bet.
Okay, great. Ed in New Jersey. Hello, Ed.
Yes, thank you for taking my call. I cringe when I get the word Happy New Year. I say Happy New Year with a question mark.
Mm-hmm.
I got a lot of in-laws and what have you, and I lost my call today. I just have to talk. someone. I can't talk to my family. My wife told me that I shouldn't get these people upset. I went into the bank today with Colby, as you know, has been taken over by Wells Fargo. And I deposit a large check, and I asked the simple question. I said, can you tell me how long it would take to clear this check? And she says, well, I can't tell you. You got to call the main office. Well, I took off, and I said, you people are employees. You don't know what you're doing. You're being taken over Wells Fargo, or I call them banks again. And then some supervisor comes, you're disrupting. I didn't have anybody stand up and say, you're right in that bank. Nobody stood up. And I did several times I said this. And they didn't. I walked out. She said, we're going to call the police on you. You see, I stand up. I got my wife that's riled up at me. And it's very lonely to be out of the matrix.
Ed, in New Jersey, I don't know. I've told the story here in Round Rock, Texas, at the bank that I go to. The manager, the assistant manager, the loan officer. Who is the person that handles all the customer complaints, all the tellers? I'd stood there and talked to them for about 10 or 15 minutes about fractionalized reserve banking, and they all got a copy of Freedom to Fascism, and nobody threatened to call the cops on me.
Well, the point of it all is that I, as far as it goes there, I've been in that bank trying to talk to these people before. I had a few copies. But I don't have any more. I have to order some. But the point of it all is I didn't have one person because I observe people. And what happens when you go to a shopping center? Everybody wants to park in the front. And I see at the post office, they wait in line. There's not many parking places. I'm handicapped, and I've got a handicap. These young people here wait in line to be in first. They don't have no consideration for us older people that are handicapped.
Welcome to the 21st century. If you're 76 years old, my friend, you have seen the disintegration of a lot in America.
Yes, I lived in the good times when people had respect for each other.
Well, I guaranteed. Ed, I thank you for your call, sir. Appreciate it. Thank you. financial collapse, Dave Champion here in America. A lot of people are predicting riots in the streets and that very well may happen. We've got gangbangers all over the place, people with little or no respect for other individuals. We may see some rowdiness from some circles, but all my friends and all the people listening to this network, I've been urging calm and reason, because out of this chaos that they're creating, they're hoping to bring a new order, but I'm not going to give them the excuse.
And I'm urging, get combat-grade firearms, learn how to use them.
Hang on a second here. We'll take the top of the hour break. Bob Schultz coming in studio. He's kind of stuck in traffic here in Austin, so he'll be coming on. Dave Champion's going to stick with us for a few more minutes. We'll take one more call on the top after the top of the hour break. And, folks, it is a new year. What are we going to do in this new year? I have but one New Year's resolution: take my country back through constitutional law and order, not the legalese that they've cooked up for us. We'll take the break. We'll be right back.